Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. So good to have you with us today on this beautiful June day. We have a beautiful, sunny Southern California day today, and I'm fully enjoying it. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Michelle Hanna. She encourages us to take what she calls the self-vows before committing to a relationship with another. Her book, The Vows, came from a deep desire to connect to her authentic self. She now uses what she learned in her journey to self-love and a loving, fulfilling relationship to help others find the true love they're desiring. Welcome to the show, Michelle. It's great having you here with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing this space with me this morning.
Oh, it's all my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you currently do, Michelle.
Well, I have to tell you this story. So it started in the second grade, and my teacher asked me, she says, what do you want to be? And I said, a psychologist. And she said, well, you can't read that well, you can't write that well, not very good in math, so perhaps you should be a nurse's aide, not even a nurse.
Cool.
And I knew then that regardless of what she said, the reason why I exist is to help people heal and be free. I knew it even then. And fast forward, being a cancer survivor and presently suffering with chronic illness, and actually this year I recently suffered a mini stroke, and I lost some memory with that. But the one thing that never left Mari was my purpose. It never left my core, the reason why I exist. And so I later realized that after going to graduate school that my core message to help people was the same. But I began to be very clear on my life and career journey, which is basically to help singles and couples emotionally heal, connect deeper through intimacy, and live authentically. And that is how I came to do what I do.
Wow, that story is amazing, and it just shows how strong you are, even as a little girl. What did you say, second or third grade? Oh, my gosh.
Second grade.
I probably didn't even know what a psychologist was when I was in second grade, but you were determined to be one. I think that if a teacher had told me that in second grade, I would have just given it up. In fact, when I was going from high school to college, you have the counselors, I wanted to be a teacher. And I let the career council talk me right out of it because they said, oh, no, there's a teacher. Well, we don't need teachers, so go do something else. So I just applaud you for that, that consistency and living your purpose. That's amazing. So what role does authenticity play in this for you? You know, how did your authentic self come out through all this?
Well, you know, with that story, even though I stayed focus, but it was an on and off focus because I could hear her voice all throughout my life. And there was something in what she said that made me feel that I wasn't good enough. And so authenticity was something that I didn't even know what that was, you know, but in your journey and doing your own work, you realize, okay, this is what authenticity is. This is what defining who I am, who I want to show up in the world as. And that journey was very difficult for me because I had so many beliefs of my family, friends, teachers, and I just really, my voice was actually, I didn't even know, but I had really dimmed my voice for other people to shine. So in actually now being authentic presently, I know that it is the foundation of everything that defines healthy and balanced. It is the core of transparency. And it provides, I know it provides me the courage to be vulnerable. And that mm-hmm. is the role that authenticity plays for me. That is what it will, my clients don't know it plays that for them, but after they've went through a couple of sessions, they begin to mm-hmm. get it, you know. And then they start to wonder, like, well, what was life before I was being authentic? Mm-hmm. And I say to them, well, it was a lie. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was a lie, and it was being yeah. imprisoned. Yeah. What do you think about
so
that?
So true. Oh, I experienced much of what you did, and the reason I called the show Dare to Be Authentic is it takes a lot of guts and courage to step into authenticity. But for, and you know, you lose people along the way, you lose all sorts of things
yeah.
along the way. But once I began to do that, the freedom that I felt and the joy that came into my life, because I could now be who I was meant to be, and that's still a becoming, you know, it's not like I'm who I am and that's it. I'm still learning
mm-hmm.
who I am. Who my authentic
yeah.
self is, and ways that I may not be showing up fully authentically even yet, but then I can acknowledge it and then say, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do. So it is a courageous path. It's not a path for cowards, but it is well worth every bit of it, like you say. Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, like you said, in terms of, you know, you're always growing. So as you evolve, authenticity to me, it becomes even clearer. So maybe I thought I was really, truly like being my authentic self last year. And I'm like, this is me. This is who I'm supposed to be every day when I wake up and I'm excited about it. And then we, you know, life happens and we go through some things and we evolve whatever that trauma is or situation is. And then we find, oh my gosh, I just evolved even more into authentically me, and I didn't even know that I felt that way. I didn't even know that
exactly.
was what I would truly connect to. So, yes, absolutely, great point.
Yeah, I love that. And again, it's a little difficult, but I think it gets easier and easier. You know, it's not
mm-hmm.
as difficult as it was initially. It gets easier and easier to realize I'm not really being authentic in this area, or however it may be, but then stepping into it. So you talk about wanting to help others since you were a little child. What do you think made you so passionate about that? Because I could feel the passion that you have in helping others.
Well, you know, I have to answer that in two parts in terms of what makes me so passionate about helping people that are either in relationships or that they feel that they really want someone healthy in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And after my own unhealthy relationship, I realized that the suffocation I felt while in those relationships, the consistent feeling of drowning and losing self, the fact that I allowed my voice to be almost non-existent, motivated me
mm-hmm.
to want to usher others into emotional healing and to connect deeper through intimacy and ultimately to live authentically. Now, once I committed to doing my own self-work, and that's why I say I have to answer it in two parts, because I really mm-hmm. had to work on me, and I became healthy, and I started to like me. Like, I like going to the movies with me. I like going out to eat with me. I like just taking a walk with me, and that is so
mm-hmm.
wonderful at this time for me to say that, because at one time, I couldn't say that. I didn't want to be with
right.
me. And the reason why is because it was a lie and I was uncomfortable. And so, but now that I'm in truth, now that I'm authentically myself, it's such a joy to be with me. I can be kind. I can be compassionate to me. And living and standing in my truth, that allowed me to really dig in deep and unearth what authentic truly meant. And I wanted to give that to my clients. I wanted them to experience the same thing. And I realized
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we attract who we are. And so when we begin to be more authentic, we connect to people that are living that way as well. And I think that is so important when you're saying, well, you know what? I want a relationship. okay, well, let's first get authentic. Let's get in truth about who you are and be very intentional about that and stand in your truth on purpose. And then you will attract someone that has like values and that are living in their truth. And I know this to be a fact, Mari, because now that I'm on the other side of unhealthy relationships and I have a newlywed husband, I stand in purpose with a mission to help heal and just enhance every relationship to live authentically. Because once you get it, Mari, it's so good that you just want everybody to taste it. You want everybody to live like this. And everybody's not going to accept it. You know, everyone will, some people will just take their own journey and say, hey, I'm not ready yet, and I respect that. But the people that do and that can really walk this path, oh, my gosh, Mari, it's so amazing to see that moment when you know that the light bulb went off and they're free. That is just,
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing.
I know. There's nothing more exciting than that for me when I work with clients. And I love the part of that you said about that we attract who we are. And especially when it comes to romantic relationships, I had to, like you, get to the core to who I was. And once I began acting authentically, speaking authentically, using my voice, that part about not using your voice, I would speak up, but when I spoke up, it always had to be a fight, you know? And so eventually, you kind of shut up because you don't want to hear the arguments anymore, right? Or you have a lot of fighting, one or the other.
Absolutely.
But that moment when you see a client and you see it in their eyes, or I do a lot now through, even through Skype or FaceTime, you could see their demeanor change. It's just one of the most exciting things for me as well. So
it really, really is.
So what's the main message you want to bring to the public, Michelle?
Well, I have to tell you, Mari, it took me about 2 years to really just get very clear about this particular message as it relates to living authentic, because I think it's just so needed. Is that sometimes we have to divorce the fake you and marry the authentic you, okay? And I know when people think about divorce, you know, it's like, ooh, that's a bad word, you know? And any divorce, if you've been through a divorce, like I've been through a divorce, it was a long process. It was a process to the point where I'm never going to do this again because I was that one that had to pay alimony. I had to do that. So I was bitter. I was angry. I was all of that. So divorce was like, I hated that word. But this is actually a good thing. When you can divorce the fake you, that person that you wake up in the morning and you wish that you could say what you really want to say, that what you really feel. You want to live your truth, but you're held hostage by the fake you. So I would say to singles and to people that are even in a marriage, let's first divorce the fake you and marry the authentic you. And here's how you do that. I believe it's important to commit to what I call my 4B principles, which is, one, we're going to break up from the toxic relationships, even if the toxic relationship is you. We are going to break down the barriers of fear and surrender to transparency, because, Mari, you know, if you are going to live authentically, then you have to be transparent. We are going to break through the fear and pain and commit to feel in order to heal. If you are not interested in feeling, then, honey, you will not heal. Break out. We want to break out into your purpose and unleash the authentic you, because it's there. We don't need to find the authentic you. It's there. And so then we want to release that. So if anything, that, I mean, there's so many messages that I could give, but that one is major for me, because there's no easy road, Mari, to be healthy, you know, but it's impossible.
Right.
If you continue to run away from your work, you must do your work. You will not leave this world without being confronted with that question of, are you ready to do your work? Are you going to do your work? And that means being honest with self. It means being vulnerable, which is to be naked,
yeah,
and open with self and others who deserve, because everybody doesn't deserve your vulnerability, but who deserves your vulnerability? But I believe everyone deserves your transparency. So, Mari, I'll tell you something really funny, and I think that you could probably relate to this. I used to show up in relationships, and I would have on my combat boots, my shades, my jacket, an overcoat, a scarf, and then I'd put on another layer if I get scared. So I'd come into the relationship fully clothed. But then guess what I had the nerve to ask? Like, I need you, talking to my partner at the time, I need you to be honest with me, totally. I need you to be so vulnerable with me. I need you to get naked, you know, and just be open and tell me everything that I ask and everything that I need to know, and even the things that I don't ask. I need you to tell me that too. But I am going to keep on my combat boots. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that? You know,
it's
how
crazy
is that?
It's crazy. Right, is what you need. You felt you needed to do to protect yourself. I mean, we do that for a reason, of course. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's awesome. And it is funny, but it's not really funny, because we can't get into a genuine, loving, fulfilling relationship with our combat boots on. It cannot happen. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get we're going to take a quick break and come right back to that in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Trapped in the darkness of addiction and depression, she tried to commit suicide. Her family and friends stepped into the fog and gave her hope. She would rise to the challenge. After treatment, she created an art journal, which became a book by an author with an unguarded heart. Experience how she learned to be well. Well, a memoir by Alias in Town. Visit www.aliasintown.com.
Hi, my name is Nelson Brown, and I am a student, author, environmentalist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and minister in the making. Check out The Beauty in Us, Our Reality, my first book in my book series entitled The Beauty in Us, about body positivity and self-acceptance from a male's perspective. Check it out to see how I struggled with my self-image growing up. Check it out on Amazon today in a paperback and ebook format, and follow me on all of my social media platforms at Nelson E. Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Hey, it's Richard Pryor here, your happiness mentor. What do you want? Yes, I want to know and want to help you get it. So go to www.richiepryor.com and click on schedule a chat, and let's talk about how you can design your own life and discover more happiness in this private, no-cost conversation with me. Too many people settle for what they don't want in life. Please don't be one of them. Go to richiepryor.com and let's put an action plan in place to fulfill your dreams.
A new novel that could prevent bullying in schools and avert future school shootings. Saving Grace, A Troubled School by Vivian Chass. For teens and young adults. Available on Amazon and Kindle and paperback. For more information on the author, visit her website at www.truthandpc.com. Or you can email her at vivianchass2018@gmail.com. That's vivianchass2018@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and we have special guest Michelle Hanna. She's a master relationship coach, author, public speaker, and entrepreneur. So, Michelle, let's talk about your book, The Vow. We talked about the message that you want to bring to your public about the person getting to themselves, divorcing that fake self. So tell us about your book.
So I have a book called The Vows, and it is a workbook for marriage success and understanding yourself. So if you are thinking about getting married, figuring it out, if he or she is the one, maybe you just need some passion back in your marriage, or you need to reinvent your relationship. Or maybe you're thinking about breaking up or a divorce. The vows is absolutely for you. There, it's a very engaging book, so you absolutely will do your work. There's over 240 questions, but the wonderful thing is, because, you know, it's just not a workbook, you have wonderful stories that's in there, so it's a good read as well, so you just don't feel so inundated, you know, with the questions, but it absolutely ushers you in to unearthing your work, not only just about who you are in the relationship, but just who you are as a person and how you respond. And I just want to say that in August, we are to release the self vows. And I'm so excited about that, Mari, because I realized when meeting with couples, something that was a common denominator that kept coming up, and that was, is that most of my clients, I would say probably 98% of them, had not really taken the self vow. So, for example, to have and to hold from this day forward. Do I, as a person, have everything about myself? Do I accept myself to hold, to support? Do I support myself? Am I my greatest cheerleader, or do I wait for my mate to try to define the greatness in me? Can I move forward, or am I always stuck? And if you drop the F and the D off of the word forward, you get or war. So am I warring with myself, and am I warring with others? And so can I even move forward? If I can't do those things about myself, that's only the first vow. So if I can't do those things for myself, then how could I extend that to someone else? So I'm so excited that that will be released, because it will be really good for singles, or if you're married, to read that and connect to that, and then connect to the vows.
I love it. I was thinking, the minute you talked about the first book, but even more so with the second book, that what a beautiful gift this would be for each of us to give our children, you know, as they get into their late teenage years, maybe early 20s, for them to be able to figure out who they are before they get into relationship. And I don't know, that was just a thought that I had. And I encourage, if you're listening in and you have children or grandchildren even at this age, go ahead and get them a copy of the book. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So what do you believe the first step for a person who wants to create those loving, fulfilling relationships would be? Just a little tiny first step.
Oh, wow. You have to, one, first acknowledge that there's something off in your life, that there's something not where you just don't feel complete peace and balance. And you have to acknowledge something is wrong. Something is off with me. This is not what it is to wake up and be at peace every day the way that I'm feeling, or to even feel connected. Because you know when you're connected with yourself and when you're not, or when you connect to other people and when you don't. So I would say the first step is that you have to be aware. Because if you're not aware, then how will you even know that there's any work that needs to be done? So that's what I would say. I mean, there's, Mari, you know, we can go down what the steps are and give people 10 steps, and we know that it will work, okay? But I would say the first step really has to be that you have to be aware. And as you're now aware, you will begin to walk down the path of getting very clear.
Yeah, that's so true, and that's exactly what happened to me. I became aware, I was unhappy, so then I was aware that something wasn't right, and something had to change, and of course, I found out that I was going to have to change, and it was a lot of work, but it was well worth it.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I felt that. I felt that, like, the moment that I'm like, oh, my gosh,
I don't think that it's everybody else. I think this might be me.
I know. It's kind of overwhelming feeling because it's easy for everybody. It's easy for us to think that everybody else can change because we don't have to do the work. But for
right,
us to do the work,
right.
We're like, oh, darn it. But it's well worth it, like I've said a couple of times. So let's talk about how to get a hold of it in your book. I don't want to run out of time before we do that, Michelle.
Sure, sure. So you can go to my website, MichelleRHannah.com. So that's MichelleRHannah.com. You can purchase the book there under books and resources. And I have two other books as well that you might be interested in. You can find me on IG. Please follow me. I would love to interact with you and engage with you. So that's Michelle_R_Hannah, and that is on IG. And if you are on Facebook, you can find me under my company name, which is Mikkel, M-I-K-E-L, Life Coaching, Mikkel Life Coaching, and that is Facebook. You can also reach me by contacting me at 888-983-4446. That's 888-983-4446. And lastly, my email, you can contact me at info@MichelleRHannah.com.
Awesome. And you can also find Michelle on my radio show page, which is lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on radio show page, and she'll be there with her picture, a link to her website, and a link to this interview, which I hope that you'll pass on. So, one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, Michelle, as we wind down the last few minutes of the show?
I would like to say that in this moment, you know, you have, even if you don't have any support or you feel that you don't have any support, you do. You have me, you have Mari that is standing for you to live authentically. We want you to come on over to the other side of standing in your truth and feeling happiness. And also, being sure that you give yourself a do-over every morning because you deserve it.
I love that. I love that do-over part because even after all these years of working on myself, Michelle, I still find that I can be really hard on myself. And
yes.
When I catch myself doing it, I have to say, okay, you know, chill out. And I think most people, if not all, are way too hard on themselves. It's one of the things that I teach
yes.
my clients. So I love that do-over thing. Talk a little bit about
yes.
how that works for you, how you feel when you give yourself a do-over.
Well, Mari, I had to give myself a do-over this morning. Yesterday, I was really, really hard on myself. There were so many things that happened yesterday. I hadn't had a day like that in years. And I just wasn't very kind to myself. And this morning when I woke up extra early because I needed to give myself at least an hour of me just being kind and compassionate to myself and speaking, you know, just talking myself through what I had experienced yesterday. So just really quick, an example. So I was saying, you know what, maybe what is this all for? Like, am I really making a difference? You know, I know what my purpose is, but am I really making a difference? You know, and I just was feeling that way. And it didn't matter about your social media page and all of your testimonials. In that moment, it was just something that I was feeling and what I was going through because I was overwhelmed. So this morning I said to myself, you know what, Michelle, you didn't take 15 minutes like you usually do every day to just have some fun. You didn't do that yesterday and you weren't very kind to yourself. So this is what happens when you don't take care of you. So I love you in this moment and instead of the 15 minutes, now today you're going to have to take an hour of fun. Now, I mean, that's a great consequence.
hour yes. of fun. You're going to have to do it, right? And so, and what's right. really great is that for 30 minutes, I've been having fun right now, you know? So I have 30 more minutes today that I have to get that fun in, and I feel rejuvenated. Aww. And so that is my do-over for myself, and we have to extend that grace to ourselves.
Fantastic. Oh, Michelle, you're so delightful. I'm going to go have some fun today. You just inspired
yes.
me to do that. Thank you so much. We're out of time, but thank you so much for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure
thank
to have you. And thank you for listening in. Remember, there's replays of the show, so pass it on. Michelle had so many beautiful and wise things to say today. And make sure you listen back to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.